Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension dairy specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning a new nutritional concern that you might have on your dairy. You know, many years ago, back in the 1980s, we had a product out there that was associated with isoacids. These are branched-chain fatty acids that are important to the nutrition of our dairy cattle. Over the years, we've continued to learn and we understand more about how these isoacids might be important to dairy cattle nutrition. So I'd encourage you to have a conversation with your nutritionist as to whether or not adding isoacids to your lactating cow diets might be important. And as you have that conversation, there's some things that you're going to need to consider. More recent research probably shows that we get a better response in mid to late lactation cows than we do in early lactation cows. And there may be several factors that are associated with the reason we do not see such a response with early lactation cows. So the timing in which we might include it in our diets might be a factor for you to consider with your nutritionist. So, as you think about whether or not you need to be adding isoacids to your lactating cow diet, please take time to visit with your nutritionist. It is a very complicated issue, and you need to work closely with your nutritionist to evaluate whether or not this would be an important part of your nutritional program for lactating dairy cows. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to carefully consider this opportunity with their dairy nutritionist.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.